This is KCUR 89.3. Today on a Pop Warner football field along the Jersey Shore, a football player who died after a grueling practice at a Western Kansas college will be remembered. KCUR's Sam Zeff looks at what college officials are now saying about Braden Bradforth's death.
The 19-year-old lineman died after his very first practice at Garden City Community College. Since he died, the school says there's been changes to address player health and safety. It's hired two more trainers, a conditioning coach, and conducted an internal investigation that the school has refused to release. It's now paying $100,000 for an external investigation into Bradford's death.
And you can assure me now that that external investigation will be released in its entirety?
I definitely want to lean on our legal counsel there just to help with kind of navigating the waters and verifying exactly what is within our realm and what can be released.
That's college president Ryan Ruda, who up until now has only communicated through sparse statements about the teen's death. I found him at a college trustee meeting last month.
We're fully cooperating as Garden City Community College and trying to convey and hope that the other individuals that the external team is reaching out to will do the same.
But Ruda and the college haven't always been so open. The school issued a page and a half summary of its internal probe rather than the whole investigation. Ruda canceled a meeting with the teen's family to discuss the death. And he only agreed to the external investigation after intense pressure from the entire New Jersey House delegation and Bradford's mom, Joanne Atkins Ingram.
It's like nobody wasn't looking out for him.
At 6'3", 300 pounds, Bradford has been described as a gentle giant, and his death haunts his hometown of Neptune, New Jersey. It's Atkins Ingram, of course, who is most haunted. She's haunted by not knowing all the circumstances of her youngest son's death. Was he in pain? Did he ask for her? Most importantly, were the coaches and trainers prepared to respond to someone in heat distress?
There was multiple adults there, so somebody could have intervened.
One of those nobody has heard from about this until right now is former head coach Jeff Sims, now head coach at Missouri Southern University. Multiple players told KCUR and other media that Sims refused to let players drink during practice. The college said in its internal investigation summary that water was available, but never addressed when players were allowed to drink. The day after Bradford died, Sims blamed the death on a blood clot. Since saying that a year ago, he said little, but that just changed. Sims confirmed to KCUR that he will meet with investigators, and he insisted Bradford's death was not his fault.
It's unfortunate what happened, but God has a plan, and we've had two investigations, and everybody knows what happened that day, but my heart goes out to him and his family.
What do you think happened that day?
It's not for this media to talk about and stuff like that. So the reality is I'm not the doctor. It didn't happen at football practice. It happened after football practice.
But KCUR discovered that Bradford died after running 36 50-yard sprints on his first day of practice at an altitude he'd never been at. One expert in sports medicine called it a do-or-die drill. Teammates found Bradford slumped against an outside dorm wall after practice. Emails obtained by the Associated Press said the youngster was making a stressful moan when an assistant coach arrived on the scene. It was 25 minutes before paramedics were called. In the year since Bradford died, Garden City has hired a new football coach and athletic director. AD Greg McVeigh says the college will make sure athletes are not pushed so hard that it becomes dangerous.
And you've talked to the new coaching staff about all of this, and they know what the expectations are?
Absolutely.
As for Bradford's mom, Joanne Atkins Ingram, she has dedicated part of her life to seeing that college and high schools are safe for football players. She talks to the media and speaks out along with other mothers whose sons died from heat-related football illnesses.
I know he's looking down saying, you know, you can do this. You have to do this because nobody else should suffer, another parent or a kid.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.